When months ago the school district announced that it was going to close William Penn, it seemed inevitable that that was going to happen. Some even said that the building was already sold, that Temple University had already bought it. The school, housed in one of the newest facilities in the district, is equipped with an Olympic-sized swimming pool and underground parking. It is made even more valuable by its location on Broad and Master Streets. One reason listed for wanting to close the school was low enrollment, really caused by years of disinvestment in the facilities.
We don't see any indication that we would have had, at this point in time, in the transition from last year to this year, any larger enrollment than we have now, if we had had the ability to open more of the campus.
However, despite the powerful forces supporting the closure of the school, the community and alumni of William Penn succeeded in organizing a really effective campaign to keep it open. They responded to each of the district's reasons for wanting to close the school, and even developed their own plan for turning it into a cutting-edge career and technical school. Bumi Samuels is a community leader and is heavily involved in the campaign.
I'm Bumi Samuel. I'm a community resident, community organizer. I'm also part of the Coalition to Revitalize William Penn, which is a coalition of different groups in the community who've come together over the last 2 months. I think that we need to have conversations about solutions, not about the issue of failing, but what are solutions? How do we fix the solutions? Because at this point now, they're saying close it, but that if you've ever seen William Penn, you know it's worth saving. It's the beauty of the building. It's like nothing else that you'll see in the city. So I think it's worth it.
The powerful part of the campaign was the way that in which the community responded to the district's long history of disinvestment with a call for reinvestment and support. They forced the district to take responsibility for failing their school. On June 17th, the SRC voted unanimously to table the vote on closing William Penn High School. When the district first announced that they would be closing William Penn, they expected the community to get upset. They didn't expect them to get organized. By forcing the district to keep the school open, the Committee to Revitalize William Penn has won a major victory for organizers fighting disinvestment and gentrification all over the city and the country.